Next up, we have Breaking Up is Hard to Do, S Corps, LLCs, and Partnership Divisions. We have two presenters for this one. First, we have William Elliott. He's a practicing tax attorney in Dallas, Texas, with a practice involving tax law, business law, and estate planning. His experience includes representations of clients in business transactions, various aspects of corporate and partnership transaction, legal and tax counsel, and representation in tax and estate planning and tax controversy matters. He's board certified in both tax and estate planning and probate. And then Dan, is Dan also, are you Dan?
Yeah, I'm Dan.
Sorry, is William coming or should I have
just? No, he's hopefully going to be online.
Awesome. Okay, and this is Dan. Dan Balcom, is that
correct? That's right.
Thank you. Okay.
Sure.
Is a shareholder in the Dallas office of FBFK Law. He advises clients on the business and tax aspects of complex business transactions, IRS controversies, and appeals. He previously served as special assistant to the associate chief counsel in Washington and taught in the graduate tax law program at Georgetown. He's an adjunct professor at both SMU Law School, and he lectures at Baylor Law School. He's also a fellow of the American College of Tax Counsel. And thank you both for your presentations today.
Thank you. Thank you. And good news. Because of Loper, we will no longer have a tax law. All the regulations are going bye-bye. And so this is going to be, I'm not going to put you to sleep, I hope. In any event, what we're going to do is, this is not a tax presentation, I hope. But we're going to talk a little bit about tax, but very high level, because it dawned on me a while back that in my business practice, which has a tax tint to it, there's a lot of folks that are doing business together that want, for one reason or another, to break up. And so just thought maybe it would be fun to talk about things you might want to pay attention to, just think about. At a high level, as you're trying to divide up S corporations and partnerships, which includes LLCs, taxes, partnerships. And so I've got my dear friend and mentor, Bill Elliott, on the line over there. So I hope you can see him. And we're going to go through a few things, and I'm hoping this will work. Nope. There we go. Okay. So Bill, get you involved in this so I don't have to talk all day and put everybody to sleep, okay? So what's going on with this breaking up stuff? Can you tell us?
Well, I think it's a hugely popular topic, driven in large measure by the private equity companies. They buy these large companies, and then they start spinning out discrete parts. So it's a very active transaction at the highest level on Wall Street. But on Main Street, it's popular as well. People are finding that they want to design their business in different ways, perhaps isolate assets and specific entities, maybe move real estate out of the company to somewhere else, take intellectual property, put it somewhere else. So this decentralizing of a company is quite popular even on Main Street. And so what this reality is that, is there a way to split up a company in one or more parts on a tax-free basis? Absent a tax-free transaction, it is probably taxable. So corporations, including S corporations, are subject to one set of rules, and partnerships and LLCs are subject to another. So what we're going to try to do is run through the overview of how this structure works. What are your expectations as a business lawyer to get them to a place, your client to a place where you can divide up your business into one or more parts on a tax-free basis?
And there you go. And then I have
it's,
that
it's that quite problem. Active.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill. Thought you were finished. I have that problem, and my clients actually don't want to do business with each other, and so there is that too that happens, not just trying to segregate your businesses in different envelopes. So what about S-corps versus C-corps? What's that all about?
The S-corp is a corporation, for many purposes, even though it has pass-through characteristics.